Some scientists have been asking if politics influences the science behind government decisions. The federal government relies on about 500 advisory committees to help it sort through scientific and technical issues. Yesterday, the National Academy of Sciences issued a report on those committees, and it says that committee members should be chosen on the basis of their expertise and not their politics. Here's NPR's Richard Harris.
Federal advisory committees weigh in on everything from fishing quotas and cloning to new drug approval. Earlier this year, some scientists complained that Bush administration officials asked probing questions about their personal politics when interviewing them as committee candidates. The National Academy of Sciences, an independent research organization, studied the process of federal advisory committees. Retired Congressman John Porter, a Republican from Illinois, chaired the committee. He says he doesn't know whether political questions are still being asked, but they shouldn't be.
Persons nominated to provide that expertise should be selected on the basis of their scientific and technical knowledge and credentials and their professional and personal integrity. It is inappropriate to ask them to provide non-relevant information such as voting record, political party affiliation, or position on particular policies.
The committee's report also says scientists should not be excluded from a panel solely because they've expressed an opinion on the subject. But the Food and Drug Administration did just that last week. It told Kurt Furberg, a prominent medical researcher, that he was no longer welcome to serve on an advisory committee on arthritis medications. The reason? He had expressed his opinion at a scientific meeting that one class of these drugs may not be safe. The Academy report didn't comment directly on this case, but panel member Richard Meserve says you should expect scientists who really know a field to have opinions. Experts certainly shouldn't be excluded from committees because of that.
The way to handle that issue, we believe, is to have a early session of the committee where the full committee discloses their opinions and any sources of bias and their perspective on the committee's work so that the entire committee can be familiar with their views on the matter.
Many people have come to the defense of Dr. Furberg after the Wall Street Journal reported the FDA's move to oust him from the panel. Meryl Guzner at the Center for Science in the Public Interest says the FDA's own regulations say scientists can be bumped off panels only for clear conflicts of interest.
Dr. Furberg is not paid by Pfizer. He is not paid by Merck. He has no conflicts of interest. As they say, no dog in this fight. But he is a noted drug safety expert and, in fact, was really doing the kind of due diligence you would expect anybody to be sitting on this committee to do as they anticipate learning more about this subject.
A spokeswoman for the Food and Drug Administration told NPR that agency is now reconsidering its decision to exclude Dr. Furberg from the advisory panel. But she declined to comment on the broader issues surrounding the agency's advisory committee policy, which appears to be at odds with the National Academy of Sciences recommendations. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.